In every breath, a face opens up of such purity whose radiance is cornfields at their peak moment of harvest. God's face, which is no face we associate with faces, coming over the hill at us wherever and whenever we happen to be, and overwhelmingly familiar when we're original emptiness, a worthy state for contemplating God's works inside and outside us, as has often been iterated. But truly, the pigeon is a perfect work of God, the fly a famous confabulation that we can't duplicate no matter how hard we try. And then there's air itself and churning seas, entering rainbow land and coming out the other side as fresh as a spring shower. And the sparkle of the freshly sprinkled. God's face, whose navigational pole ordains the saintly in us, a ladder of alchemical gold with many rungs that become one when our heart's breaths extend over canyons and thoughts themselves spark ablaze with the possibility of vastness. Each gnat a prince among gnats, each bird the hoopoe of Solomon, each blink of our eyes the man of Allah, who could transport Bilqis's throne in a wink, then bring it home again.